proclamation number 5593 dated the February 2nd, 1953. God does not condemn but wants to redeem. It is not me who condemns humanity and pushes the souls into the darkness. They strive towards the abyss themselves. They pass their own judgment by living a way of life which enables the Prince of Darkness to take possession of them and pull them down to his domain. I am a God of love, and I take pity on all these souls, because my principle is to give pleasure to everything that once emerged from me. I see their adversity, I see their pitiful state and would like to help all of them. Yet as long as they don't want to know me, as long as they don't want to accept my help, my adversary will keep them firmly under his control, for their will entitles him to do so, just as their opposite will would entitle me to help them rise into higher spheres. I don't hold the guilt of sin against any human being, albeit as a God of justice I have to demand restitution, atonement. Yet my merciful love has created the opportunity for all sinners to discard their guilt of sin. My merciful love took everyone's guilt of sin upon itself and paid the ransom through the sacrificial death on the cross. And yet it remains up to every soul to make use of it, because it has received free will from me, which I will never infringe upon. It is, however, the wrongly oriented free will which will plunge it into damnation. Into a condition which is so agonizing that it is like the most atrocious captivity, and which it believes was imposed by me, and thus it regards me as an avenging and punishing God, who has expelled it into the darkness. The soul creates its own fate, for what it is and where it is a state which has been aspired to in free will, which can only be changed through its own will, but which will also immediately be improved if the soul directs its thoughts towards me. My love takes hold of every soul and helps it to rise if it wants to strive towards the ascent, hence towards me. I am indeed a God of justice, yet what I demand in exchange as atonement for the guilt of sin of the past rebellion against me, is only the acknowledgement of my act of salvation, thus the acknowledgement of Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Just as the Spirit once turned away from me and fell, it shall turn towards me again in Jesus Christ in order to rise to higher spheres. I only demand the acknowledgement of His divinity, because then I will be acknowledged myself, since I embodied myself in the man Jesus on earth in order to make it easier for people, for the spirits which once had fallen away from me, to put right their past sin. People are far removed from God, they are spiritual beings which had left me due to their own will. It is not me who has condemned these spiritual beings but they who have aimed towards the abyss of their own free will. I would like to lift them up again, yet I cannot place them into a different sphere against their free will. I was and am and evermore will remain the God of love, and even my justice is surpassed by my merciful love which has looked for a way to satisfy my justice and yet to help the living creations, so that they could come closer to Him again if they had the will to do so. And my love will eternally endeavor to redeem the souls from the abyss, which have lost themselves. My love will eternally reach out its helping hand which need only be grasped in order to be able to escape the abyss, for I am not a punishing, not a condemning God, I am a God of love and of mercy, who only ever wants to give pleasure to what once had emerged from His love. Amen.